This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
There was one more segment. I'm asking him to come on for a full hour sometime this week. I've asked him before. He's such a busy guy. Crisscrossing Canada. He hadn't been able to do it. And whenever he's down in the U.S., he's got a first-class ticket here. I want to go see him, but they won't let me into Canada. This tyranny's incredible. But here's the one of the health ministers up in Canada, since we mentioned this, saying, we want to keep martial law in place so people can't get together and, quote, share disinformation. Here it is.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my questions. I'm wondering about the injunction banning public gatherings and whether there really is a need for such a far-reaching one given the trajectory we're on now.
So, I mean, I think it's still there. We still have, bringing large numbers of people together it can present some risk. We'll continue to look at that. But I think the other purpose of the injunction is to prevent, groups that are spreading, deliberately spreading false information that can actually create risk. The information itself, if listened to, creates risk to the public as well. So, and that certainly is a need to manage that misinformation campaign as well.
Since he said that a month ago, I have them in a bunch of other countries like Australia and put it on screen saying it. Chris Sky, in closing, the mask is off. They've really overplayed their hand. People tend to think, we haven't studied history, well, they're the authorities. They must have the upper hand. No. Tyrants have psychological problems. It's mental illness. It's like child molesters have a compulsion. They are going to do this. They're not going to stop. They want to control us. They're control freaks. We have to say no. The point it stops, what Thomas Jefferson said, 240 years ago, is the point we start saying no, correct?
100%. That's why I got the campaign, Just Say No. And it's about saying no to the vaccine. It's about saying no to the masks. It's about saying no to all the restrictions that you know are not in your best interest. And you're a real leader of a country. Your job is to run the country in a way where the people can make their own decisions and attain success. If you're wasting energy, resources, time, and money to manage the people, then you're not a leader, you're a tyrant. And that's what we're seeing right now. And people need to understand that freedom is essential, isn't just a tagline. That's the reality. If people don't have freedom, you cannot have a happy, content society. And you cannot have a society where you can actually be successful, pass something on to your children, and so on and so forth. They are literally trying to destroy the American dream, the Canadian dream, and replace it with a version of worldwide communism. And it sounds scary and it sounds ridiculous, but that's exactly what they are doing. They have systematically removed our rights with a medical tyranny. They're trying to remove our financial dependence by closing our businesses and killing our jobs. And now they're trying to stop the spread of information because people have figured it out. And the more, this is what people need to realize. The people that are asleep. This is not about your health. This is not about your safety. This is about control. And that one little tiny thing that alters your perception from the lie that they've been telling you to the reality that is true is what they're trying to prevent from spreading worldwide. And that's why they want to control what they call false information. And false is just a misnomer for anything we don't want you to know. Because it's quite obvious that the cat is out of the bag, the vaccine doesn't work, the only people getting sick are the vaccinated, there's no COVID. We are through it. They are already calling it an endemic.
Talk about
in most
this.
Parts of the world.
Pick a day you're coming on this week, but we're going to talk about Chris Sky on leadership. Leadership is by example. That's the counter to tyrants. They want to tell us, don't lead. The answer is start leading, and that's what you're doing. That's what I'm doing. It's beautiful, my friend. Pick a day. Tell the producer right now. Go ahead.
And we got to let people know, we're leading by example. We're not pretending to be a messiah or a savior or telling you to follow us.
No.
We're just leading by example, trying to provide you the inspiration, the knowledge, and the courage.
We don't make you do it. We lead by example. That's what I'm saying. A tyrant makes you do something. Leadership's you demonstrate it.
That's right. And that's what we're trying to do with this book. And that's what they're so afraid of. And if you want me to come on, I'll come on. I can come on even August 3rd. It's my birthday. So you can have me on my birthday.
Let's do it. Let's do it Tuesday then, or Wednesday, whatever day that is. Chris Guy, thank you so much, folks. Get his book on his website, realchrisguy.com. Mike Adams is coming up. Thank you, Chris Guy.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Alex Jones, the cure to fake news, coming to you live from Austin, Texas.
I can feel humanity awakening. I can feel your strength. I can feel your will. We are alive in an incredible time. It's Sunday, August 1st. The year is 2021. Again, our main battle, our great stand against depopulation and world government. This is not a radio broadcast or TV show. This is an emergency transmission. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm really thankful that Mike Adams would come on today on short notice, but I was sitting there this morning. I'd already done like 5 hours of research, and I just couldn't believe what was happening. So much good stuff, so much bad stuff. I mean, we're talking about three university heads I've got clips of, Baylor Medical School, two other top heads coming out and saying the shots are deadly, don't do it, it's a disaster. All these other top scientists. I probably watched 4 hours today of 6-7 hours of research of just clips of medical doctors and scientists, and I'd track down their curriculum vitae, and they'd be who they said they were, and it matched with the research and the documents of the CDC saying 74% of the new COVID cases are in people that are vaccinated, and they're worse, and most of the deaths are in them, and then the same thing in Israel, the same thing in Singapore, the same thing in Gibraltar, the same thing in Iceland, and I'm looking at all this, and then I'm looking at the patents that we talked about over a year ago when Mike Adams was on with us, where at Chapel Hill, North Carolina, Fauci and Bill Gates, the patents on gain of function for the coronavirus and all of it, and it's just mind-blowing. And then the UN saying it's the Great Reset. So Mike joins us for the hour. I'll host some into the next hour with Harrison Smith, who's doing Sunday Live tonight. That's a great show because we cut it to 6 minutes of ads an hour just for the radio and TV stations. We took our network ads out, and I'm working on a system where we pull half our ads out as well for the rest of the shows. But people that are used to podcasts ask, why do you have 14 minutes of ads an hour? Well, that's how TV and radio work. We are on TV and the radio, so we're not just internet podcasts. And thank God we weren't just that, not putting down podcasts. They're revolutionary and great, and I've been spearheading that before it was called podcast. But we didn't have our old vestigial media, the old TV and radio. We'd been off the air during the deplatforming. So it gave us a toehold to grow back. So that's been a blessing. So here are some of the headlines. We're going to Mike Adams to tackle this from wherever he wants. But as a father and you know, as a man, being assaulted like this, I have a lot of physiological issues now, not being violent. And we got to be smart. I don't want violence. I don't want to turn the enemy into martyrs. I'm just saying they're assaulting us, and now they're coming with the contact tracers, and now they want to say, don't let us have food, take our property, take our children, all over the news. That's war. That's siege. So how do we fight back but not getting caught up in violence? We'll talk about that with Mike Adams as well. But here are some of the headlines. CDC released a study showing 3/4 of Delta cases aren't among the vaccinated, says masks are the answer. That's out of Massachusetts. Here it is out of Finland. Similar numbers, almost all the deaths, the vaccinated. Here's another out of Israel. 6 million people in the study. Again, almost 80% the unvaccinated. I mean, are the vaccinated, the unvaccinated not getting sick. Them suppressing all these miracle drugs, all these different corticotropic steroids. They don't want you to know about that because they want you to die from anything. FDA accidentally reveals list of COVID vaccine side effects, including heart attacks, autoimmune disease, and death. Just incredible. And the big story, and I got so much more we'll get to with Mike Adams, is SAGE. That's the government agency in the UK. Says next COVID variant could kill 1 in 3 people. The next COVID variant could kill 1 in up to 3 people. SAGE warns doomsday scenario is a realistic possibility, and UK's vaccine rollout may even speed up mutant strains emergence, says the government agency. I'm reading from their press release picked up by the Daily Mail. A doomsday new COVID variant that could kill up to 1 in 3 people is a realistic possibility, close quote, according to government top scientists. Now, Mike Adams is like me. He's so busy covering tomorrow's news today at naturalnews.com that I called him today and I said, can you pull up all the times you're on my show last year and this year? Because I first heard from you. Now it's all over the news about antibody-dependent enhancement. I said, can you get those clips where you first said they're going to say it fails, they're going to say it's antibody-resistant, but they're going to blame that on the unvaccinated? And he said that on the show over a year ago. Well, now they're doing exactly what Mike said. He didn't get that from a document. He extrapolated that out with the brain God gave him. So screw your AI, folks. We got something better than you got in New World Order. So it goes on. But Mike said, I'll try to have my crew find it. But everybody heard Mike a year ago say that here and predict it all. And, yeah, predictions are king because you're already awake. You listened. You heard it. You did your own research. When we're able to get the predictions I made and Chris Sky made and Mike Adams made, and Wolfgang Wudarg, Dr. Wudarg, and Dr. Yidon, and all these guys, that's what wakes sheeple up, okay? When they see it, that's what finally gets them to wake up. So we'll talk more about this and them admitting that looking at the evidence, they believe it created doomsday variant and that it is the inoculated that are creating the new variants, including this new strain. Now, again, I don't believe much of what these folks say, but I anecdotally go off this. We'll go to Mike Adams for the rest of the hour. A year ago when they said all the hospitals were full, they weren't. We sent people to them. Folks went and showed it. This year, I've got friends and family that work in hospitals. I've got crew that work in hospitals. One of the staff here's wife works at one. It's full of people that can't breathe. It's full of people dying. And guess what? They're all inoculated, just like the numbers show. So it's just what Mike Adams and I and others said. The shot will make you sick. Then they'll blame the uninoculated for it. They've done it. We're now here. We'll cover what's currently happening and what's coming next and how to stop it. Mike Adams, naturalnews.com. Thanks for holding while I did that 7-minute rant with 3 minutes to break. Take over.
All right, well, let's begin with Dr. Robert Malone, who appeared with Steve Bannon War Room earlier this week. And Dr. Malone, of course, is a very much pro-vaccine scientist. And he warned on that broadcast that we're now beginning to see the early signs of antibody-dependent enhancement happening. So, Alex, it's happening now. We're starting to see the opening wave, just the opening little pieces of what's going to be a massive wave over the next 12 months, as the people who got vaccinated in February and March and April, they're going to start losing any ability to fight off the virus and the Delta variant towards sort of November, December, January, combined with vitamin D deficiency, and the antibody-dependent enhancement is likely to begin kicking in with devastating consequences at that time. And I'll say here right now today, events have already been put into place. We're going to see millions of people dead in the next 12 to 36 months because of these vaccines, and it cannot be stopped. Many people today are walking dead because of these vaccines, and the reason they've done this and the reason that they've admitted now over the last week that these vaccines don't work and that they're causing the spread of these so-called Delta strains, the reason they're doing this is because they want an uprising in America. This is bait. They want an uprising even among those who were vaccinated and then are now angry and coming to their senses and saying, what, we were lied to? They want a massive uprising because they need a justification for a military-style martial law crackdown in order to cover their tracks because their entire globalist system is about to implode, and many of them are going to go to prison or be tried under Nuremberg 2.0, and they're now going to crash and destroy everything in sight, but they need military control over the population during that time. So the lockdowns are just going to be the beginning. They want people to have resistance against the lockdowns. They want a mass uprising, and then they can take the guns. Then they can go door to door with force inoculations. Then they can take the new homeless who are losing their apartments and so on because of the CDC rule about rent now ending. They're going to be taken to COVID concentration camps. So all of that is what's coming up over the next couple of months in America. It's going to look like and feel like an absolute war zone. They are carrying out war against we, the people. It has begun.
And by the way, what you say is very astute, because I've been watching a lot of Klaus Schwab speeches. He just said, like last month, soon the anger over lockdown will bring you to the collapse, and then the new great reset will be here with us. They admit they're destabilizing everything right now. We've got the chief UK scientist over the whole inoculation program admitting it didn't work. I played that a month ago.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Jones here, back live with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. He's been writing for 20 years, best-selling books and over 300 websites, and of course has his own chemical, biological, radiological testing lab here in Central Texas. Good friend of mine. And I was ranting. I got most of the segment. I want him to just start over here and walk through all this, because people say, well, I don't care why the globalists are launching this. We just know they're criminals, arrest them. But if you don't know why they're doing it, you won't know what their next step's going to be. They wouldn't launch something this violent, this evil, this out of control, that's so easy to predict. I mean, I'm completely shook up that it's all happening just as we said it would, which shows from their own documents they're committed to this. So what's their next big move? How do we stop it? How do we bring them to justice? I don't want to just overall scare people. There's a lot of people waking up. I think less people took the shots worldwide than they wanted. There's so many good doctors and scientists that are rebelling against them and rebelling against big tech. There's been a big backlash against the censorship. So even Bill Maher's come out against him. You've got Tucker Carlson doing a great job. So lay out the battlefield here, wherever you want to go with this. Are the huge announcements that the people that have had the shots are making folks sick? Well, they were going to try to say that we were making them sick. I mean, it really seems like their own medical system is rebelling against big tech, new world order that's been masquerading as the medical system. And now there's kind of a civil war in the medical system. Mike Adams?
There is. Most of the most prominent outspoken doctors right now who are warning about what's happening with these vaccines. You know, you talk about Dr. Bosch, Dr. Hoffe, Dr. David Martin, Dr. Peter McCullough, and so on. These are all pro-vaccine doctors. You know, Dr. Robert Malone, the inventor of mRNA. And Dr. Bosch has worked in the vaccine industry for many, many years, and he has an epidemiological warning about what happens when you have the natural evolutionary pressures of vaccine-resistant variants being incubated in the bodies of those who were vaccinated. So basically, the people who've been vaccinated are walking incubation vessels for deadly bioweapons that are being spread. It's all happening on purpose. The so-called vaccines are really gene therapy injections, which are highly illegal.
Humans are now petri dishes or farms for this colonizing creature.
That's right. That's right. But the real shocker here is, have you noticed over the last week that all of the so-called woke corporations have now demanded mandatory vaccines among their own workers? So we're talking Facebook, Google, Twitter, Disney, Walmart, even the Washington Post, and many other corporations like that. They know that they are ordering the vaccine slaughter of their own people, their own employees. And you ask why? Why would they do that? Well, at Google in particular, and by the way, Zach Voorhees has been a guest on your show explaining all of this. At Google, the humans have been teaching Google's machine learning systems and AI systems for the last 5 years how to no longer need humans in the loop. When it comes to moderation,
and they don't want to have humans around that know how to counter the AI later and have the knowledge. The enemy that lowers the traitor that lowers the drawbridge always gets executed by the army that takes over.
And yes, why would the Washington Post mass murder its own so-called journalists and propagandists? Because they don't need humans to write the propaganda any longer. They have machine learning systems and AI systems that can be simply given orders, here, write these stories, and they can write the stories without any humans in the loop. But more importantly, the bigger picture here, and I'm not trying to scare people, but they don't plan for there to be a United States of America remaining by the year 2025. They don't plan to have elections next year. They plan to create so much of a chaotic emergency, such a collapse, that they can then justify and exert totalitarian control over absolutely everything, including the internet kill switch, taking down independent websites, but leaving up only the approved websites. They do plan to go door to door with vaccine strike force teams, as Jen Psaki mentioned. They do plan military martial law if they can get away with it. Now, there's going to be pushback by states like Texas, like Florida, like South Dakota, and so on. A lot of pushback. But in the states where they can get away with it, they're going to have military martial law, gun confiscations, and forced medical kidnapping, taking people away to COVID concentration camps where many of them will never be seen from.
You said that over a year ago. Now they're openly saying it. So now this isn't speculation. Right. This is officially their plan.
This is absolutely their plan. And understand that the globalists are now acting as if they have knowledge of a global level mass extinction type of event or threat, probably one that they are going to unleash, and they want to make sure that there are billions fewer human beings around when that happens, because they can't control billions of people once people realize they've been lied to and they've been poisoned and they're being killed.
I'm going to elaborate on this, because you're going way out third dimensional chess. You're absolutely right. They're acting like a gun is to their head to go ahead and get rid of us now, because what's going to happen is so destabilizing. They know that that could organize into a new political group that challenges them. So they're acting like that there will be no resources very soon. They're acting very desperate.
Yeah, my apologies. I do tend to just leap ahead, because you and I have a knowledge base, and your listeners have a knowledge base of so much that the average American is just clueless about. So I do tend to leap ahead. But look, let's just say, as a thought experiment, that a giant asteroid were going to hit the planet. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but let's just say that were going to happen in 500 days, let's say, and the globalists knew about it. Would they tell the people? No, they would never tell you. You wouldn't know until you see it in the sky, a giant flaming mountain like in the book of Revelation, you know. The reason they wouldn't tell you is because the globalists need the infrastructure to function so they can continue to stockpile food and parts and fuel and all the things that they need on their private islands and underground cities and caves and everything.
They use us right to the last minute to build up their stockpiles.
Exactly.
Because we, right now, we're the robots. Exactly.
You got it. Now, if they told the people, hey, there's a giant mountain falling out of the sky in 500 days. And again, that's not my prediction. That's just a thought experiment. But if they told people that, everybody would stop working. Everybody would go home and decide, you know, how do I want to spend my last 500 days on this planet? Probably with your family or something,
well,
right?
That's it, Mike. Let's stop for a minute. You're an engineer. So you're looking at math, like you're wargaming. The way they're behaving is like this is already going to happen. Exactly.
Yes, we can infer from their behavior. Why are they going to the private islands? Why are they building the underground tunnels, even in Texas?
Why would they risk releasing something that would kill so many people, as I've said, because there's going to be something bigger coming?
And, Alex, why do they not care that they are absolutely destroying the reputation of the CDC, the FDA, the vaccine industry, the WHO, and the Biden regime itself? Answer, because none of those things exist in their plan in a few years.
They don't care about universities. They don't care about banks. They don't care about the FBI. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And they don't care about how much money they print, because they know they're going to collapse the dollar anyway. And anybody who's dumb enough to be holding dollars is going to lose everything anyway. It all just comes down to, what do you have that's outside the monetary system and in many cases real physical things?
Let me use another analogy. They made a deal with aliens. They're going to blow the planet up in 2 years, whatever it is. They built them a spaceship and they're leaving. And then they've just got a deal. They get the spaceship and they help kill us quietly and, you know, make sure nobody wakes up and challenges it. And I'm not saying that's what's happening, but what Mike is saying is true. They're acting like everybody's dead and it's all over unless they basically call us off. We'll be right back. I mean, folks, I'm telling you, Mike Adams is on fire today, naturalnews.com. I'm going to come back and just have him say more. I'm going to stick a sock in my mouth and just shut up, because I want to hear his wargaming on what he thinks. And then I've got all these doctor videos, these new ones, the dean of the major medical school coming out against the shots, everything. Next hour, must be with Harrison Smith. Freeworldnews.tv is the link you can share. The other ones get blocked everywhere. Freeworldnews.tv. And I'm not trying to scare you, folks, but if you play chess here and extrapolate this out, what Mike Adams is saying is the only answer.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell. and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
Go to frankspeech.com and enter promo code Alex or call 800-675-4614 and use promo code Alex.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back. Look, I'm not trying to toot my horn here and say I'm super smart. I'm smarter than most people. People have different types of smarts. But so many scientists I know are great people, but they go on one problem alone, and they say, I don't care why the globalists are trying to depopulate us. I don't care why they put this in the vaccines. They knew it. They did it. They need to go to jail. And I totally agree. But Mike Adams is the type of guy that I'm like in ways that I'm obsessed with. Why is the enemy doing this? Because when they're highly sophisticated and control the planet, they've got a way they think they're going to get out of it. And they've got something else big coming. And they're doing stuff so reckless, so violent, so insane, so premeditated that you know they've got a big reason for it. These years, 2020, they said they'd launch Agenda 2030. They say, basically, no more virus, that's what we are, by 2030. So whatever they've made a deal with, it's easy militarily, historically, to look at this behavior and see how anti-human it is and say, they've made a deal with an off-world power. I'm not into that kind of stuff. I could simply add 2 plus 2 equals whatever. So whatever reason it is, whatever's going on, this is bad. And now everything we said came true. We're not pleased about that. That means they're going for broke. So Mike, I'm intrigued by this. I'm going to try to shut up. Continue getting into this and their behavior. And is there any way to short-circuit it? Because clearly when there's hundreds of millions dying, which is already starting to happen, they're all going to go to prison. They're all going to get destroyed unless they know something even bigger is coming that is going to eclipse what they've already currently done. Or maybe it's a nuclear war. Maybe it's an EMP strike. I mean, there's so many wild cards, but whatever it is, it's bad and on a magnitude much bigger than this. Do you agree?
Yes. The most likely scenario, and I've wargamed two primary scenarios of what I think is going to happen. I'll share both of them with you here. The first one is what I was talking about last break, where they're going to engineer a planned financial collapse, freezing of the entire global banking system, all transactions frozen, and then, of course, the dollar collapsing, and then this will unleash a humanitarian crisis, which will justify Biden calling for UN troops to come into the United States, actually communist Chinese troops under the UN banner on, quote, humanitarian missions. So that's scenario one. And in that scenario, it's just going to be door-to-door executions, COVID concentration camps, mass murder. And that's even for those who survived the vaccine, you're still going to be targeted for murder. The second scenario, and remember, this is a very dynamic situation. This could also play out, is that they are gearing up to flip the script and say, oh my God, these are Trump's vaccines that are killing everybody. Trump pushed Operation Warp Speed. Trump pushed the pharmaceutical companies. He twisted their arms. He gave them incentives. He pushed the FDA and the CDC for emergency authorization. And they're going to say, Trump's a mass killer from the vaccines, but the rest of science is good.
That's why the Democrats, when he was launching it, laid those Easter eggs of saying, don't trust him.
Yep. Exactly. But remember, in this scenario, this is maybe a 20% chance of happening. The other scenario is the 80%. But in this scenario, they are trying to then save science and save the medical journals and save the vaccine industry and save the CDC by turning against Trump and putting all the blame on Trump. Remember that Biden really had nothing to do with the pushing of the development of these vaccines. And I'm not saying that Trump is at all ill-intentioned on this. You know, Trump has tried so hard to kill the swamp, you know, drain the swamp, I should say, and save America. But I think that he was kind of led down the primrose path on these vaccines, and he was lied to by the vaccine companies. And I can see how this situation could be turned against him quite dramatically to blame Trump and blame Republicans and blame so-called anti-vaxxers. And in fact, what happened over this last week with the CDC coming out and announcing that vaccinated people can be essentially super spreaders, you can see they're laying the seeds for that as a possible narrative. You know how they do this, Alex. They'll put out a bunch of things so that later they can invoke the one that they want at that time. And that's what they've done. They've laid the groundwork, and then they're going to react to whatever the public is doing and then unleash whatever scenario is the most beneficial for usurping power and mass murdering as many human beings as possible. But in either scenario, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just listening to you. And again, what does it do to defend Trump? You and I aren't defending Trump because we get something. We get attacked. Trump wasn't perfect. He had problems. I knew the inside baseball, how they throw his executive orders away, or how he'd sign an executive order and they change the language of it. I know that really Trump meant well, but was totally surrounded, and it was a joke, basically. So for people that think Trump was involved in doing this, no, he pigheadedly won't say it's bad now because he thinks he'll get blamed. He has said, oh, you shouldn't take it if you don't want to. But you're absolutely right. I see a leftist talking point saying, oh, this is Trump's vaccine. So I see them kind of reintroducing that right now as a possible escape valve. But I think you're right. That's only an alternate plan they've got if their main plan doesn't go well.
Well, right. And the way to stop the main plan is for people to be extremely well prepared so that you're not driven into crisis when they shut down access to grocery stores by saying that only vaccinated people can shop for food, which is what CNN called for. And by the way, there's a local governor, I think, in the Philippines, so I don't remember which town, that has already called for banning all unvaccinated people from grocery stores. Basically, they want to starve you out.
The head of the NIH came out and said that on CNN today and ABC News. I mean, that's Macron called for that. That's happening everywhere. They're calling for it. CNN said you shouldn't be able to have food or leave your house. Kathleen Sebelius said that. So I mean, isn't that a declaration of war?
It's both a declaration of war and it's also an admission that they know their actions are never going to be rooted in any kind of reason or liberty or even human rights. This is a violation of human rights. I mean, what kind of a country, what kind of a regime in the White House would send food aid to Africa and then starve the American people at the same time to force them to take an unapproved, deadly, experimental gene therapy concoction that's being forced almost at gunpoint? I mean, these are massive human rights violations. So, again, we can infer from that that they are so desperate that they're trying to invoke a massive nationwide uprising because they need the uprising in order to have the crackdown and the martial law and the door-to-door strike force teams. Okay, so this is all about problem, reaction, solution. And they're gonna come up with crazier stuff, you know, like nationwide call for medical kidnapping of all children who are not vaccinated. Something crazy like that.
Oh, they're already in the news saying, should we intervene when parents won't give their children the shot? A, it's not even authorized. A, it's experimental. But again, it's all just this preparing us, this, look, we can talk about asteroids or whatever, but really, they've created quadrillions in fake currency. They can't prop it up much longer. And they know that politically they're in trouble, and the pedophile stuff came out on them. And so they launched all of this destabilization program as their war against humanity to get us so distracted with wanting to have food and to be essential that we accept a world ID and accept their system. But I'll say this, Mike, it's backfiring massively, and I'm worried about how they're going to double down, and I think you're right. All the pre-programming is cyber polygon, massive shutdown, FEMA drills on the 11th of taking over the internet.
And remember, they have to have stimulus money pushed into the economy to keep the Ponzi scheme going of Wall Street and all the people getting kickbacks and bribes who are connected to Washington and so on. And in order to justify the stimulus money, they have to have a crisis to demand the bailout and get Congress to approve it. So we're on the last legs of the history of the American empire and specifically the experiment with fiat currency all the way back to the creature from Jekyll Island, 1913, and the creation of the Federal Reserve.
Exactly, a global crisis and a global virus is the pretext to distract us during their great reset. Instead of them going to prison for what they've done, instead they get total power and control.
You're exactly right, and let me mention, every major city in America, once this collapse kicks in, every city becomes a death zone, a war zone, lawless chaos, looting, rape, every insanity that you can think of. They will be unsurvivable. And if you're not bugged out of a city already, or if you don't have a plan to bug out before this happens, it will become your tomb. And
Mike,
the only
Mike,
way that
Mike,
you
hold on, yeah. You're an expert in a lot of things, but I know when it comes to farming, off grid, you were good at it 20 years ago. You're great at it now. You're way ahead of the curve on me. So when I come back, because I'm trying to get ahead of the curve now because I've been behind the curve. How do we get prepared? What do you think the time frames are? Straight ahead with Mike Adams, naturalnews.com. Find all his great work there at naturalnews.com. I, of course, am at infowars.com, newswars.com, and band.video. But you can't share those URLs hardly anywhere unless it's email or text message. You got to share free worldnews.tv.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual real superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
Go to frankspeech.com and enter promo code Alex or call 800-675-4614 and use promo code Alex.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You know, it really is surreal to study all these globalist documents and think tanks and their activities around the world with third world populations they control to see how ruthless they are and to be able to extrapolate out and predict what they would do. But now the last few years, to watch them in operation mode and to just know that we were right about it all and then to see the fact that they're going for broke is just horrifying. And then to witness the average person still asleep or bought into mainline politics, especially mainline liberals that trust the system and think they're part of some utopian class of good people that morally know best, when they signed on to something that Hitler was trying to emulate, you know, that Hitler wished he'd grow up and be, but obviously so much more sophisticated and so much more guarded. Look at this video. First man to receive the Pfizer shot. He was dead a month later. It's on screen. I mean, we're watching them snuff film. That's a snuff film if you're a TV viewer. And it's just all out in the open. We're replaceable. We're a commodity. We're nobody. And once you have that attitude, you lose your soul. And so this is a doomsday situation, this countdown. Mike Adams, you've made a lot of really important points tonight. You've talked about this, but just pulling back, any other key points you want to make, other facets we haven't covered, and dealing with how to get prepared. The globalists, for those that don't know, are running away to Kauai, Hawaii. They're running away to New Zealand. They're running away to northern Canada with private airfields. They are running away to Fiji and literally buying up whole islands and buying up the country and buying up the military. And I've talked to folks that are around these people. They say they're completely freaked out and even scared. These are people worth $50 billion, $100 billion, $120 billion. They're scared and are talking about the end of the world. That's what's leaking out to individuals in the international security system that I know. And they're asking me, so here's the good news. It's gone from Alex Jones is right about some stuff to, okay, Alex, what's going to happen next? Which I don't know exactly what happens next, but it's like when the people worth $100 billion are scared and don't even want to do this, who is it above these people? Because almost all these people other than like Klaus Schwab or Bill Gates don't even like this, Mike Adams.
We ought to do a show sometime soon. I'd be happy to come on and do it with you, an hour or two or three, just focus on preparedness steps. And let me just share one amazing bombshell preparedness thing that anybody can do right now. It's dirt cheap, and there's not going to be any regulatory concerns here. I don't sell any of these products, and you don't either, Alex. But everybody can go online right now and buy a common espresso machine that produces espresso at 15 bar. Now, the bar is a measure of atmospheric pressure. 15 bar means 15, essentially, times normal atmospheric pressure. This is really a food extraction device on the cheap. We use the same technology in our lab to do food extractions, but ours is like a $50,000 machine. For $120, you can get an espresso machine. And what do you put in it? Well, there are natural substances that contain shikimic acid. And one of them is called the star anise herb. That's star A-N-I-S-E, star anise. In Chinese, it's called ba jiao. And also, let's see what else. Fennel seed contains shikimic acid, and certain types of pine needles contain shikimic acid. You can put those herbs, just kind of pound them into like a powder with a hammer. You can put them in there instead of coffee. You can run the espresso machine. You can extract shikimic acid. Now, what's special about shikimic acid? It's the basis for the Tamiflu prescription drug that's used to stop a viral respiratory pandemics, and it also blocks viral replication in the blood.
So you're saying
the reason I mentioned
this, golden example is learn about herbs and their extraction.
Exactly, and you've got to go off grid on your medicine because you won't necessarily be able to go to a pharmacy. You won't necessarily have a doctor. You know, it depends on how bad the breakdown is. But you can go off grid. You can stockpile fennel seeds. They're dirt cheap. And again, I don't sell them. You don't sell them. You can just stockpile them. You can get a cheap espresso machine. You can make your own natural herbal extracts and even with other herbs as well. That's just one golden life-saving
piece of information. And by the way, with the whole world being
shut
down, these industries are going to start.
Well, exactly. And also, think about food rationing. You know food rationing is coming. They're already talking about blocking people from grocery stores. They're going to go down the model of Venezuela with rationing and price controls and biometric tracking for you to shop at the grocery store. So what do you need? Answer, off-grid food, I call it, which is food you grow yourself. It could be a hydroponic system. It could be containers on your balcony. You don't even need a yard. It could be sprouting. It could be a garden. But off-grid food is food that the government doesn't know about, so that's what's going to keep you alive when the rationing is designed to starve you to death. You understand?
And submit to everything they want you to do. And they're going to hold
exactly.
The cities hostage and then make them demand the countryside capitulate. We're just going to have to, I'm sorry, sit there and watch the city starve because we're not going to be able to help them, but we're going to be guilted and told it's our fault the cities are dying.
Let me give you one more thing. If you have a hydroponic system and you're growing lettuce, let's say, guess what? How can you turn lettuce into a zinc supplement that may be life-saving? You can put zinc sulfate powder into the hydroponic solution. When you do that, the plants take up extra zinc. You are now growing living zinc supplements that can help keep you alive. So, Alex, I mean, there are just thousands of tidbits like this. Common knowledge, I mean, used to be common maybe a generation ago. Most people don't know any of this stuff. And this is knowledge that can keep you alive and help you
rediscover this.
Exactly. And if we don't do these things, if you depend on the system for your food, your medicine, your money, your technology, everything, you're going to be enslaved or dead very soon. You've got to go off grid with everything, including money. So how do you go off-grid money? Well, it's things other than the dollar. It could be gold or silver or crypto or something other than the dollar. That's
off-grid
money.
Could be that you know
money.
How to fix a car engine. Could be you know how to fix the plumbing.
Exactly.
It's skills.
Well, yeah, exactly. And you've got to be able to, of course, defend yourself because there's going to be so many desperate people looting and so on. So you need off-grid defense, which usually comes in the form of like a Glock or a rifle and some ammo and maybe a thermal camera, to keep an eye on things. But you've got to think in these terms of how you keep yourself alive, how you make your own medicine, how you grow your own food, how you have your own off-grid money, all of these things. And these are the answers, because I think we can survive this, Alex.
And by the way, Mike, for anybody doubting what you're saying, the UN already implemented the lockdown that's still going in Africa that starved an additional 20 million people, 200 million set to starve to death now if the lockdown continues. So everything you're saying that could happen here is already happening to our fellow humans.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the model's already been proven. They've done this time and time again throughout the history of totalitarianism. They know how to starve people to death. They know how to run concentration camps. Heck, they're building them, probably in Texas with all the how many acres are owned by
the
communist Chinese guy.
Rwanda, they got the majority to kill the minority, over a million. And then once the majority did that, then they divided the minority with the majority sort of killing the majority. So they know what they're doing.
Yeah, and guess how they can get you to show up and volunteer to go into a concentration camp. Oh, starve you to death first. Starve you to death and then just hand out pamphlets. Oh, we have food and shelter over here. Just show up and turn in your guns and you'll be taken care of. So if anybody out there, and this is not your listeners, but other oblivious people, if they're dumb enough to not have their own supplies and not be able to survive off-grid, you're going to end up turning yourself into some kind of a FEMA camp or starve to death. So the people who are prepared.
The UN says use food as a weapon. That's their official plan. In the minute we have
exactly.
Left, Mike, though, it's got to hurt them that their whole COVID vaccine they're having to admit is causing people sick. Or are you saying that was part of the plan? Because that's actually in the SPARS pandemic document, war-gamed out by the UN and by the Rockefellers and by John Hopkins.
Well, that was always part of the plan because they knew they had to inject people with spike protein to worsen the symptoms and cause the death wave. They knew that the virus itself, which is probably just more like a renamed a common cold virus at this point, the virus couldn't produce these kinds of fatalities. But the spike protein that they synthesized, this is what they really built in Wuhan, was the weaponized spike protein. That can kill a lot of people and cause vascular damage.
And that
causes
the
micro blood clots.
And that's what they admit is now happening. We are completely vindicated and verified. Mike Adams, naturalnews.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex.
Okay, wow. I'm going to end this main transmission, but on the satellite TV and radio satellites and on the streams at freeworldnews.tv and infowars.com, I'm going to keep hosting into the next hour with Harrison Smith. Owen Schroyer is on a well-deserved vacation that started today. And so Sunday Live, this is the Alex Jones Show Sunday, but Sunday Live is the next 2 hours. I'm going to come back and play all those doctor clips, the head medical dean at Baylor coming out and saying the shots aren't safe. I mean, this is big. So humanity's fighting back against this globalist tyranny. That is next hour. I'm going to play clip after clip after clip after clip. And then Harrison Smith is coming in to take your calls. He's got a big show loaded up for you. But I'm going to do the first 30 minutes straight ahead at Infowars.com/show and freeworldnews.tv. Please share those links. And please go to InfoWarsStore.com, get some of the vitamins, get some of the supplements, water filtration, air filtration, storable food. It's all top of the line at great prices, and that funds our operation. The 10% off on high-quality storable food ready to ship right now, that's a huge deal, ends today. Last chance, 10% off, InfoWarsStore.com, on the full catalog of My Patriot Supply. InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off, ends today. We'll be right back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.